Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning. Let's make it awesome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. And it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. Top stories. Great speech. President in the Poconos in Pennsylvania yesterday, talking about jobs and investments in the state. And really upbeat, positive, great speech. Also an update on the National Guardsman, Wolf. He is doing better. Man was actually standing, and that's a good sign. Speaker Johnson, working with the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, for lack of a better term, and getting together to nominate Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. Very nice there. And then there's Elon Musk. Oh, speaking of which, Doge, like kind of our own Florida version of Doge. Yeah, the chief financial officer, Blaise Ingolia, he's going to be with us at 7:35. So that's coming up in less than 30 minutes. But Elon Musk said during a Tuesday interview that while he was proud of what he accomplished at Doge, it would have been better if he avoided controversy associated with the group and instead focused on his companies. The concept of Doge took Washington and Republicans in particular by storm earlier this year when President Trump tapped Musk to lead an initiative called the Department of Government Efficiency. Well, Musk said at the time that he was committed to finding as much as $2 trillion in savings for the federal government. The goal was not reached by the time Musk reached the end of his tenure. However, all the while, Tesla vehicles, dealerships, and factories were being attacked by left-wing activists. How dare you try to impact the size of government? How dare you try to make the government more efficient?
How rude.
It's fat because we want it fat. It makes it easier to steal from. It makes it easier to scrape the fat off the top and to run our fraudulent activities, basically is what they're saying. How could you be against wanting to be more efficient? It's ridiculous. But that's the left, right?
Right.
So also on the same podcast where he was talking about that, he shared his thoughts about God during the interview.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this is podcaster Katie Miller, who happens to be the wife of White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller.
She's good. She's really
good. Is she?
Good. Yes.
I have not checked that out.
She's been on with Clay and Buck before, just very sharp.
Oh,
very sharp.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, basically, Musk said, you know, when Miller said, well, what's your current position on God? Musk shared that God is the creator. She said, well, you don't believe in God, though, do you? He said, I believe this universe came from something. People have different labels. But yeah, he said, I call him the creator.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Because you wonder, sometimes people like that are just a total genius brainiac, you kind of wonder, what are your thoughts on these kind of things?
And they're almost, yeah, a lot of them are almost like anti, like a little anti, like over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, are you 100% certain that nothing exists of a higher power?
Right.
And, you know, to each his own, mm-hmm. I guess. But the Doge thing, of course, look, it served a purpose. It served a purpose. But it just goes to show you how, you know, the entrenched class, and that includes plenty of Republicans.
Sure.
They're entrenched. And they don't really, an efficient government isn't high on their priority list, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to get out of debt with that kind of mentality. Never.
No.
There's no way you can. And you know, from anybody who runs a business, of course, efficiency is critically important. But, of course, the government, you know, doesn't have to produce a profit. You know, there's no margin there.
Right.
It's a ton of waste, I guess, to begin with. Well, yeah, a lot of it, unfortunately, it is, basically. So we'll see what happens with Doge moving forward. It'll be interesting to talk to our CFO here in the Sunshine State, Blaise Ngolia, and see, you know, not only what have you found, but what will we see change? Will we see tangible changes in the way that, you know, local governments operate?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because, you know, I was at a little round table with a candidate for Governor Paul Renner, who's going to be on the show later. And that was a question that came up regarding this whole Doge for the state, you know, because they were in Alachua County, they were in Gainesville. And the question kind of was, well, what's going to happen? Is anything going to be followed up? And I think that's the folks' biggest concern on the public.
Well, what was Renner's take on that, if you recall?
Well, it's not something that he can answer because it's not his thing. But it was being brought to his attention as to what are the issues in the state. And that was one of the issues is we never see, you know, the follow-up in a lot of these things.
Well, it's interesting because we can talk to him directly. In fact, mm-hmm. Paul Renner, gubernatorial candidate, is going to be on with us this morning at 8:35. We've got a busy, busy morning.
Oh, so, yeah.
Try to keep up.
Yeah,
if
really.
You can. A decade of Somali immigration to the United States was plagued with mass fraud. The federal government and retired Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials previously revealed the P3 refugee pipeline, created by the Refugee Act of 1980, allows refugees to apply for their spouses, unmarried children, and parents to also receive refugee status in the U.S. from 2003 to 2008. Africans, including Somalis, represented more than 95% of the refugees who arrived in the U.S. through the P3 program. In March of 2008, after some 36,000 mostly Africans had entered the U.S. as P3 refugees, the majority of whom resettled in Minnesota, the program was halted by then-President George W. Bush after the State Department unveiled mass fraud.
Imagine
fraud.
That.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
The State Department published a report November of 2008 detailing how the agency had started requiring P3 refugees from Somalia, Ethiopia, and Liberia to take DNA tests to prove they were blood relatives to the U.S.-bound refugees sponsoring them for such status. The DNA test ultimately revealed the State Department was only able to confirm all claimed biological relationships in fewer of 20% of the cases.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
are we shocked, though, really?
No.
An 80% fraud level on something like that? No.
And that's the thing. They, once again, you know, not properly vetted.
No.
Retired ICE official published a 30-page brief. His name is Charles Thaddeus Fillinger. 30-page brief in July of 2018 regarding what he calls the greatest refugee fraud crisis in modern times and possibly the biggest blunder in immigration history.
Wow.
He said thousands of fraudulent P3 refugees, mostly using false identities, streamed into the U.S. for years before the suspension. When 25% of the U.S. workforce was unemployed in the 1930s, it was called the Great Depression. with near 100% fraud levels in the failed P3 program, it is accurate to call it the greatest refugee fraud crisis in modern history.
Hmm.
Former President Barack Obama reinstated the P3 refugee pipeline in 2012 after making a number of reforms, including requiring the DNA testing for applicants to prove family ties to refugees in the U.S. But in the meantime, people using false identities, DNA not matched to people they claimed were family, it went on and on and on. I mean, what kind of lesson do we need to learn before we realize that, you know, we need to tighten everything up in terms of immigration? I'm not against immigration.
No.
I just want it to be legal, to make sense, and for people to be properly vetted. And if there's any question, you err on the side of caution and say no, basically.
But again, as I've said so many times, this is how we get an Omar in our nation's capital.
And you could make that a pretty lengthy list.
Yes, you could.
Approaching 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. All right, it's your turn. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, please. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:21, time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. And Mark, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I got something that's bugging me and probably bugging a lot of people. I got a lot of time to witness because of, you know, how weak America's becoming. You know, these guys are going after our ICE agents. They're doing a job getting rid of the illegals. Like I said, I have to watch what I say. But, you know, why don't you guys use real guns, live ammo? Problem solved. That's what's bugging me. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank
you. That would make a mark and leave an impact. Yes,
yep. Michael, what's bugging you? Oh, man.
Bad cell. Try again.
Yeah, please call back.
Yep.
Kaffir Carroll, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that the Western world is being duped into the Great Replacement. Westerners, especially Americans, believe that all people around the world basically have the same values, but they don't. The Western world, the Christendom, has unique values in this world because of our Christian values. And when 82% of our population growth in the United States has been immigration, illegal also, for decades. And so, it's for a good reason that the left, the Democrats voted for this Immigration Act of 1965. They promised that it would not replace the demographics of America and the West and that it wouldn't change the face of America. Well, it has. And so we have a Mamdani as a mayor. We do have Ilhan Omar. And these people, they don't have our values, and they don't believe in fair play and the golden rule. And Muslims, they're one of the pillars of Islam is to emigrate, to claim territory.
Yeah, it's I saw a stat, and I don't know how accurate it was, but something like Muslim refugees represent about 75% of all the refugees in the world, and yet very, very, very few, if any, resettle in Muslim countries.
So they're not really like refugees. They're expansionists.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? Okay. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Yes, sir. To pick up on that, what's really bugging me is 80% of the violence against Christians. And I'm not a Christian. But worldwide is in Nigeria. 50,000 have been slaughtered, including many women and children, by terrorists in the cult of kill or enslave all the infidels. And yet you don't hear these demon spokesmen and women for care calling the real genocide in Nigeria, do you?
No.
Good point.
That's a great point.
Yep.
And Greg.
Yes, I got one. So going to lunch with my mom yesterday, you know, she's having a birthday this Sunday. She's 88, so we, you know, she slowed down a little bit. So we usually head for the handicap parking to help her out a little bit. And we were going to go have lunch yesterday and realized the restaurant that we went to has two entrances. Mm-hmm. You've got one that is flat. It walks right into the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no handicap parking spots there. If you go around the corner to the other entrance, where there's, I think, three or four steps up, then you go through the doors, then you go down two steps. That's where the handicap parking spots are, by the stairs.
Yeah, that doesn't jive. And,
no.
Well, is this a brand new place? Did something change? It's been established?
It's a national chain Mexican place. I was in Gainesville. And I mentioned it to the person at the front. She goes, oh, yeah, we've had several people mention that. I'm like, well, is anybody moving it up the food chain? And I don't know because the... Is that, you know, a federal thing because of the handicap spots? Who I guess is responsible? Is it the city when they approve a parking lot or whatever? But why would you have the handicap spots by the stairs?
Yeah, somebody needs to, I believe, get in touch with the owners of the property.
That would make sense.
Where the responsibility would lie.
Yeah.
And but they, you know, they're probably conforming to whatever the rules are.
Exactly.
Because the rules are concerned about maybe a parking lot more than they're concerned with the best entrance. the entrance you're talking about makes absolutely no sense to have handicap parking there.
Because now if you want to have the easy, say you're in a wheelchair, you've got to go around the corner of the building and find the other entrance. It's like, well, that doesn't really make any sense at all.
And then if you go out there with some spray paint and start moving signs around, all of a sudden you're the bad guy.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
I was trying to help.
Right.
But anyway, that was a little irritating. And the fact that we weren't the first people that mentioned it made me wonder, then why hasn't it been addressed?
Yeah, because
that's kind of a big deal.
Because handicap could include a lot of people who may be wheelchair bound.
Mm-hmm.
You start talking about all these stairs up and down.
I know. What's the
that doesn't make a lot of sense.
And then if it's bad weather, are you going to wheel them around the outside of the building trying to find a good flat entrance? That needs to be fixed.
All right. Investigative reporter Greg Cassidy on the case.
That's right.
Sky on your side. A new feature. Because he doesn't wear enough hats already.
There's that.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome. We've got a special guest coming up, 7:35. We're going to talk to the chief financial officer, basically Florida's Doge rep in many ways, Blaise Ingolia. That's coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:34 and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Great speech from the president last night in the Pocono Mountains, talking jobs and investments. And also Speaker Johnson working with the Knesset in Israel to get Trump nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. But joining us right now with information a lot closer to home, he is the Florida CFO, Blaise Ngolia. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I have no complaints right now. A little chilly, but I'll live with that. I was wondering, do you have an announcement for us?
Yeah, that was teed up great for me. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. We just rolled out and announced that our campaign for a full term of CFO has been officially endorsed by our great governor, Ron DeSantis. He released a video. He made a video for us. It's on our Twitter right now, X. You can see it on my personal feed there at Gov Gone Wild. And yeah, we are very excited about continuing and being in this role, fighting for taxpayers, holding local governments accountable, and most and foremost here, just soon is property tax reform. So those are the things that we'll work on. The governor, I guess, likes the job that I'm doing. I hope that the taxpayers do also.
Well, absolutely. And you know, I call you kind of the Doge of Florida, at least in the context of when you were going to some of these municipalities, pouring through the books. I know you didn't have a ton of time to spend on each of them, but you uncovered very quickly a lot of waste everywhere, all over the place. So what's the mechanism now to actually get the municipalities to then deal with it? What's the action?
Well, a couple of things. First, I think that the fact that we're actually showing up in their neighborhood, you know, people have said that I'm like the Jim Cantore of wasteful spending. If I show up at a press conference locally, that the local government should be afraid, and they should be afraid. So there are some things that we can do. You know, the biggest thing that we can do is make sure that we vote for property tax reform in the November 2026 ballot. Because when I highlight the excessive wasteful spending, I'm showing taxpayers that they have taken this money and they've spent it when they shouldn't need to spend it. So when local governments say that you can't cut property taxes, that they're going to hurt, we're just exposing the fact that they're not being truthful with you. But there are other things that we can do. You know, if you see that there is a local government wasting your money, I don't think the state should approve appropriations for them so they can double down on wasteful spending. And here's a stat so everyone can understand. We have reviewed 11, just 11 local governments so far, and we have found $1.86 billion, and that is billion with the B, in wasteful, excessive spending just last year alone. That's not a cumulative total. That is just 1 year. So that just goes to give you the scope of the amount of wasteful spending that's going on of your property tax dollars in local governments.
It is just extremely frustrating as a taxpayer, and you wonder, I mean, look, fiscally, Florida's been in good shape, but on locally, we get hammered, many of us, on property taxes, and so I guess we're happy that that is going to be dealt with. I guess in the back of my mind, Blaise, what I think about is I know how these local municipalities work, and they're going to do is they're going to spend all their time looking for other revenue streams, which for the rest of us means taxes.
Yeah, that is a very good and a very valid point. So I would say two things for that. I think property tax reform, something that's lasting more than 20 years. We had property tax reform in the mid-2000s. It didn't hold. It became outdated very, very quick. So lasting property tax reform is step one. Step two, I personally would like to see some sort of constitutional amendment show up on the November 2028 ballot that says that government cannot increase faster than inflation and population growth. So there would be spending caps. So they would want to raise more money, but I think a constitutional amendment should be there to limit the growth of government, which prevent them from raising taxes and fees.
Yeah, maybe something that is keyed in on the average median income or something like that. If they're far exceeding the average median income, then you know, they're out of whack, they're out of bounds. So that would follow along kind of with what you're talking about tied to inflationary pressure. Let me move on to immigration proposal. I tried to download the file. I had trouble with it. Can you give us some of the details on that?
Yeah. As you guys know, I've sort of been like one of the leaders in the state in pushing anti-illegal immigration bills in the past in the legislature. Just because I'm CFO, that doesn't stop. We rolled out some legislative proposals. One of them, there's a couple of them that are very big. Number one has to do with workers' comp. There's actually a portion of the law that says that illegal immigrants are eligible for workers' comp. I want to get that language out of Florida statutes. The next thing I want to do is if somebody gets hurt on the job, that they have to check with the verify to make sure that the injured worker is in fact a U.S. citizen and he can legally be here. That doesn't have to be a U.S. citizen, but legally here working. And if they're not, then the business that employed the illegal immigrant has to bear the full course of the full cost of making sure the injured worker gets medical coverage. The workers' comp system shouldn't have to do that. And another thing that this bill does is that we know that there are 19 states out there that give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. We are not one of them. One of the things that I found out, which was amazing to me and shocking, is that there are actually insurance companies that market to illegal immigrants and give them auto insurance. Now, these illegal immigrants are driving all over the United States. If they drive in Florida, they're an illegal immigrant and they have auto insurance and they get into an accident, I think the illegal immigrant should automatically be at fault, even though we're a no-fault state. There should be a carve-out because they shouldn't be on the roads in the first place.
And, of course, we've seen that with the CDLs and how dangerous that is and the fraud that has gone along with that in many states. You know, it's interesting you talk about E-Verify, go after the businesses that are hiring illegals. I mean, I think you're a bit younger than me, but I remember very clearly 1986 and Reagan signing, the act about immigration, and it covered all of these things. And then I guess through the years it got watered down and Congress failed to implement some of these things, and it just kind of faded away. So to me, all of this talk about immigration, it's like a repeat for me.
It is a repeat, and it's the failure of the federal government to enforce the laws that are already on the books and turn a blind eye to when businesses break the law. And the biggest problem that I see over the last 20 years or so is states have made illegal immigrants comfortable with settling in their communities by offering them incentives. You know, if an illegal immigrant comes over the border, in some states, all total, you can get free health care, free education, free college, driver's licenses, jobs, benefits from the government. It's like, where is the incentive to come over legally? There's not. California is probably the worst offender when it comes to one of them. Remember when Biden opened up the borders, New York City was putting them up in hotel rooms. So I think it is incumbent upon the states to create disincentives to say that if you are going to come here, you're not going to have a great time, so go somewhere else.
And if there is really a very, very strong need for maybe some of this labor, and I don't know to what extent, but we are in an ag state here, but why not expand, like a work a permit type visa, and the folks come and do the work like they've done seasonally for many, many years, and then they return back to their homeland. Can we expand on that?
Yeah, well, I think you just hit the problem right there. It says they're supposed to go back to their homeland. I have no problems expanding certain types of visas, but it's only on the short term. The problem is that we cannot trust the federal government to catch them if they overstay their visas, because a large portion of the illegal immigrant community are people who just decided not to go back. So this is that part where I said that the federal government does not enforce the laws. Now, let's be clear. I'm not talking about HB1 visas or supplanting, regular American workers. And so we're talking about the types of visas that can go for the ag community, short-term stuff like that. I think that is something worthy of consideration, as long as it is not replacing American workers.
Well, we always appreciate the time with you, Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia. Congratulations on getting the governor's full endorsement, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Take care, guys.
All right, you too.
He's on it.
Yeah.
He's a busy guy.
He is. That's what I was going to say. He is a busy guy, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
He's uncovering issues and trying to deal with them, and we appreciate that. Hey, it is 7:45 right now on the Bob Rose Show, and I mean, really, the parade of guests is going to continue. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick right here on 97.3 The Sky. There will be a marble bust of me in Congress. I am a historic figure.
Wow.
I am Kamala Harris. Yeah, it's not me saying that.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm not sure why you're going to...
Channeling Kamala.
Wow.
Good morning and welcome. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. President Trump giving a great speech yesterday in the Poconos, talking about jobs and investment in the Keystone State in particular, but in general also. Great information he shared. Speaker Johnson working with the Knesset in Israel to nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. That's all going on. Some of your top stories. Also, what happened in Miami? The mayor's race was won by a Democrat. First time that's happened in 30 years. We're going to dig into that. And I have an interesting perspective from Eric Erickson I'm going to share with you, one of our weekend hosts. All right. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is looking forward to a marble bust of herself being put on display in the U.S. Capitol, brushing off concerns about 2028 to instead focus on her historic figure status. And what a figure she had back in the days of, little Willie.
Yeah, Willie Brown, wasn't it?
Willie Brown.
Yeah. Well, he was just helping her career a little bit, trying to give her a good start. And
kind of mentor, like a mentorship type thing?
Did
it go beyond that a little?
That might be a... they did quite a relationship. I'm not sure if Mrs. Brown was aware of it at the time.
That can be problematic. Speaking with the publication's Shane Goldmacher, the 61-year-old failed presidential candidate was unwilling to talk about whether or not she's considering another attempt at the White House. Tell me it's a possibility. Run, Kamala, run. Run, Kamala, run.
Please.
Say it with me. Run, Kamala, run.
Oh, we wish you would.
She said it's three years from now.
No?
Well, she extended that. It's 3 years from now.
Okay, I got you. Well, she talks kind of funny.
She pleaded in the interview with the Times they conducted last month in Nashville. And she said, I understand the focus on 28 and all that, but there will be a marble bust of me in Congress. I am a historic figure like any vice president of the United States ever was. So is there a portrait of her in the White House because Biden's was replaced with the auto pen? and she could possibly be replaced with... Picture kind of a bowl.
Yes.
And in it.
Yes.
Letters.
Yes.
Like from the alphabet, but in some sort of salad form.
Yes, that would be a word
salad. So the word
salad. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that would be...
And the thing is, any American who would admit it goes, oh, there's Kamala.
I know what that is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like the auto pen.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. All right. So Miami... Wow, this, I think, is a bit of a shocker. I mean, look, Miami-Dade in general, they voted Democrat. They're not 100% red all the time. Mm-hmm. And they've gone back and forth on different things. But when it comes to the mayor of the city, within the city limits of Miami, for 30 years, the Republicans ruled that. And the fact that a Democrat won, a pasty white Democrat, I might add, by the way, against a male Latino.
Yeah.
It's, there's something to this. Now, our friend Eric Erickson writes, last night in Miami, for the first time in 30 years, Democrats won the race. He said, now to be fair, nationally, Democrats have won Miami, including Kamala Harris, but the mayoral race has belonged to Republicans. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in the final days of the campaign, to motivate Republicans to vote, the politicos hit on a killer motivational issue. If Republicans did not turn out, the Democrats would control the building of the Trump Presidential Library.
Oh, wow.
The Republican candidate for mayor even went on Benny Johnson's podcast to make the case. I kid you not. He said it was definitely a killer issue. It killed the GOP turnout. I don't agree with that.
No.
Now, it might not have been motivation enough for Republicans to turn out, but I don't think it was a turn off.
No.
talk about that.
I don't think so.
Well, but it's not, in the grand scheme of things, really not that important and not pertinent, really,
well,
in many ways.
And on the other side of it, as a Democrat, you're going to be motivated? Like, yeah, I want to make that thing look really stupid, so we're going to get out and vote. So I don't believe that side of it. I'm not following their line of thinking at all.
No. So Eric Erickson, he lives in the Atlanta area, and,
yeah,
and so he said, look, the real warning for the GOP was 500 miles north of Miami on the shore of Lake Oconee, Georgia, in a heavily Republican district. Democrat Eric Gisler beat Republican Dutch Guest in a special election. Gisler lost that race just last year to the incumbent Republican, who garnered over 60% of the vote. He said Republicans are simply not showing up.
Yep.
Well, you can't disagree with that. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
But then he dives into a deep dive about, well, why should they show up? And then he gets into the whole NVIDIA thing and the chips that they were trying to smuggle into China.
Okay.
And then right after that, the president announced that the United States would permit NVIDIA to sell their advanced graphics processing units to China. Now, look, does this irritate me? Yes. Is this mainstream knowledge to Republicans who would be, you know, voters? No. This is you know, inside baseball, really inside political baseball. All true and all very upsetting, because the only advantage we have over China in the AI race is the computerization. It has to do with the chips.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, what's the other key component for AI to thrive? Power.
Yep.
Who's been building power stations since I've been talking about it for 10 years now,
mm-hmm,
that they've been building power stations a couple of months, coal burning, electricity producing stations all through China. And they've been doing that. So they have a huge lead on us from a power supply perspective. Huge. And the only thing we had as a huge advantage was about a 32-to-1 advantage as far as computation and chips and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He gets into the weeds a little bit on this. It's good information.
Sure it is.
But that's not why people didn't show up, I don't think, anyway. Coming up, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamek, and we're going to do that next, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.